From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. We're listening to the forceful, somewhat ominous opening theme of the Fourth Symphony by Tchaikovsky. It's a theme often referred to as the fate motif. And this dark music is exactly the sort of thing we expect from Tchaikovsky. His own experiences with life once led him to say that the only thing a person can do about fate is submit to it and lament in vain. And the composer put his own lamentations right out front in his music. As with his famously anguished theme from his Symphony No. 6, known as the Pathétique Symphony. Still, Tchaikovsky did have a lighter side to his creative personality, and once in a while, it shows up in his music. Every year at holiday time, children all over the world marvel at his whimsical ballet, The Nutcracker. And once, in the mid-1870s, Tchaikovsky actually betrayed a sense of humor. Hidden among his many operas, which are dominated by tragic psychodramas such as Eugene Onegin and The Queen of Spades, there is one true comedy. It's a fanciful folk tale called The Tsarina's Slippers. The Tsarina's Slippers is based on Ukrainian folklore. Set at Christmas time, the story features a good-natured witch, a hapless devil, and a winsome young man who goes to great lengths to win the woman he loves, only to find that he needn't have bothered because she loved him all along. We'll hear the Tsarina's Slippers in its first ever production at London's Royal Opera House Covent Garden, starring tenor Vsevolod Grivnov as the young man Vakula and soprano Olga Guryakova as his true love Oksana. That's on this edition of World of Opera from NPR.